I do appreciate the words of welcome, and it is good to be with you tonight and share with you a little bit, because there's not a lot been happening, but we'll share a little bit with you of some of the things that have been happening. Can I first of all thank you most sincerely for your interest in the work, for your prayers, and also for your financial support. And we thank you most sincerely tonight in the Lord's name for all of your support in God's work. And without folks like yourselves, we would not be able to do what we do. But we thank you tonight. I also want to thank those who prayed for me during my recent knee surgery. And they could not believe when I went to the clinic down south, they could not believe that I had never been in hospital overnight, and that I'd never had broken limbs or anything. They were just amazed, just one of those people. But anyway, I want to thank those who prayed for us. The Lord really did undertake, and I can honestly say tonight, I walked down to the theatre, and I had such peace. I wasn't worried, I wasn't concerned, I wasn't nervous, and I put it down to the prayers of God's people, for those who prayed for me, and I do appreciate that. I got down to theatre, and the anaesthetist said to me, he said, "We're just going to put two wee injections in your back." And I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting, and I said to him, "Have you not done that yet?" "Oh, yes," he says, "we've done it and all." He says, "Do you not feel your legs going numb?" I said, "Actually, I do." And the Lord was with us, and I rejoice. The funny thing was, I was in the recovery room, and they kept me quite a while because my blood pressure dropped. But the next thing, the alarm bells went. And I thought, "Oh, good grief, here I am stuck on this bed, and there's the fire alarm gone." But the nurse quickly came over to me and she says, "Don't be worrying yourself. They do a practice every Friday at 12 o'clock. I breathed a sigh of relief. I thought, I don't really want to be wheeled outside in the state I am in. But anyway, again, thank you very, very much to all who prayed for us. And things are improving. They say it could take up to a year for knowing the benefit of the surgery and for the swelling to go down and stuff like that. But we thank you tonight in the Lord's name. Children's work over the last number of months, as you will know yourselves, has been very difficult in many places. And one day I was in a school, and the next day I was told I wasn't allowed to go back. And it was a very, very frustrating time. Very frustrating. To sit at home and not be able to go and minister to the children, either in holiday Bible clubs or school assemblies or a week of meetings in a school. But it was very, very, very difficult, very hard to cope with. And then, of course, we got together with Alistair and FPC Kids came into being, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment or two. But the Lord opened a tremendous avenue of service to us, and we thank God for all that he enabled us to do with FPC Kids. And we rejoice tonight that children have been saved and children have come to know Christ, and we have been greatly encouraged by that. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment or two. But before we do that, I want to just read a couple of verses of scripture to you. I was saying to somebody, it's an awful job when you come to a church and you have to borrow somebody's glasses. I forgot my own, so I've got a pair here that I can see fairly well with. So, if I read a wrong word, it's not that I'm reading heresy, it's just maybe I can't see it as clearly as I should. But anyway, Psalm 78. Now, I have used this portion in deputation meetings before, but there's just one verse I want us to concentrate on very, very briefly. I want us to read from verse 5 and down through to verse 8. Psalm 78 and verse 5. "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, which that they should make known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children." And I hope you caught the generations there. that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. And where it says there that set not their heart aright, it can be read, they had not prepared their hearts. It's that verse 7 I just want us to think about very briefly tonight. I was reading the Psalms a wee while back, and as I said, I've used this psalm in deputation meetings before, but that verse 7 really stood out to me when I read it, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And I thought to myself, this is why we evangelize our children. This is why we have a responsibility to the rising generation. Because the psalmist wrote back in verse 4, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. And so we have a responsibility to tell the rising generation about the praises of the Lord, his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. So why should we? Why should we share God's word with this rising generation? Well, if you look carefully at that verse 7, you'll see it just separates into three lovely wee bits. And it says that they might set their hope in God. And that's why we evangelize the children, whether it's here in Kilkeel or wherever else we go. We evangelize them that they may set their hope in God. And we are preparing them for the future. And we can rejoice tonight that our future is safe and secure because we know Christ is our Savior, and one day we will be with him and we will be in his presence forevermore. And so we need to be seeking to prepare this rising generation for the future, that they for themselves will come to know Christ as their Savior. And we know tonight that many people, not just the younger generation, but many tonight, they are setting their hope in their money or in their jobs or in the government or in their abilities and in their homes and in whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that in one sense, but they need to be setting their hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. They need to be coming to know him as their own and personal Savior. And so we share the blessing of what the Lord has done and can do for the next generation to help them set their hope in God. And then we evangelize the rising generation because, as the next wee bit of that verse says, that they might not forget the works of God. And that's what we need to remind them of. We need to continually remind them in our meetings and in our Sunday schools, remind them of what the Lord has done for them, how he gave his only begotten Son to come into a rotten, sinful world and to die on a cross for them. And many of our boys and girls, if you ask them what Christmas is about, for many of them it's Santa Claus and presents and all the rest of it, and they forget really what it's all about. It's about the coming of our Savior, our Redeemer, into the world to die on the cross for us. You ask them what Easter's about? Easter eggs, and there's nobody else likes an Easter egg better than I do. Easter eggs and Easter bunnies, and you know, there's no harm in Easter eggs in that sense. But they forget, and they need to be reminded that Easter reminds us of the rising of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, the one who rose from the dead and the one who eventually ascended into heaven. And so we need to remind them of all that God has done for them, of that he loved them so much that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, and he came willingly to die on that cross that sin might be forgiven. The past must not be forgotten. Must not be forgotten. I was going down to Sunday school on Sunday morning, and I was listening to something on the radio, and this guy was talking about the Holy Spirit, and he said, and you know, I nearly crashed the car when I heard what he said. He said, you know, the Holy Spirit is just a force within the world. Nonsense. He's part of the Trinity, God the Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we need to be teaching our children the truths of God's Word and what God's Word says, and that they might be encouraged to come and put their faith and trust in Christ and come to know Him as their Savior. The old saying is, those who forget the past are condemned to repeat its mistakes. And we long to see our boys and girls coming to Christ. The last thing in that verse is, but keep His commandments, that the generation to come, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. And so we need to constantly be teaching them, especially once they're saved, that they need to learn the importance of keeping God's commandments, not just the Ten Commandments, but the commandments that God has given us in Scripture to help us to live the way that we should for Him. The psalmist wasn't talking about a legalistic obedience. He was talking about a willing, loving obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we have a responsibility to this rising generation. May God help us to do what we can to see that they put their hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might not forget the works of God, but that they will learn the importance of a living in obedience to God's Word. We're not going to go into it tonight, but if you read further down that passage from verse 9, you will see what happened to Ephraim when Ephraim kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. He forgot His works and His wonders that He hath shown them. Marvelous things did He in the sight of their fathers, and so on. We're not taking time to read it, but you can read that for yourself when you go home. What happened when they turned their back on God? They refused to walk in God's ways. They refused to keep His word and to obey the word of God. And I trust tonight that as God's people, we will seek to do what we possibly can to reach this rising generation with the gospel of Christ. You may not be able to do what I do. You may not be able to do what the folks do here in Sunday school or children's meeting. That just might not be your thing. But you know, tonight, the greatest thing you can do for the Sunday school teachers and for the children's workers and for those who work in the school, the greatest thing you can do for them is to pray for them and to pray daily that God will use them in the lives of the children that are entrusted to them, and that they will have the joy and privilege of seeing them come to know Christ as their own and personal Saviour. I'm going to just look at this wee presentation. It's not very long. I've just one I put together very recently myself. So if you'd have had the likes of Joanne here, she's had a very professionally done video. Well, this is not very professionally done. I did it myself. But I'll show you a little bit of what has been happening. And as I say, there's not a lot been happening, but we thank God for the avenues of service that He has opened up to us. And of course, FPC Kids, as I've said already, came into being. And I can be very honest with you tonight. It took me out of my comfort zone, because I was just so used doing my thing, going around my schools and doing the assemblies and doing children's meetings in the schools and holiday Bible clubs and all that went with it. And as I say, it just took me out of my comfort zone. But the Lord enabled us and the Lord helped us. And of course, we had to start with a wee word, and then there was Bible Corner, and those things were greatly used. I was sent a couple of pictures that I meant to put into this, but my internet's not working at home, so we'll go with what we have. One of the things that we were heavily involved in was FPC Kids Online Holiday Bible Club. And these were a tremendous, tremendous success, if I can use that word. The Lord blessed them, and children were saved. And we rejoice in that tonight. Now, Robert and Christina and myself, with the help of Catherine, put these together. Catherine did the recording and all that, and she put it all together, edited it all, and for a half an hour program, it could have taken Catherine up to 3 hours to put this all together, so there was a lot of work. I have to say, We had a lot of fun putting them together, and a lot of laughs, and sometimes somebody's recording and they said the wrong thing or whatever it might be. So we all burst out laughing, and then the whole thing had to be done again. And then when we were doing quizzes, and some days those were an absolute disaster. But anyway, the Lord has brought a bond between Robert and Christina and myself that never would have happened if it probably hadn't happened for FPC Kids, because the three of us work in different parts of the countryside and hardly ever see each other. But we had wonderful fellowship together with Catherine as well. And then Glenn, Alistair's son Glenn, he did the uploading and downloading and all the technical side of it. And again, we thank God for the gifts and talents that he's given to these young people, that they were enabled to do that. So you may only have seen the three of us in front of the camera, but there were great people behind it doing a lot of hard work. And as I say, we thank God for our background team tonight. And so the Holiday Bible Clubs, the first year we did two, one in July and one in August. And a lot of our churches used that and got the materials all out to their children. And those really were a good success. And we thank God for that. We also did, that first year, we did a Holy Bible Club at Christmas. And, well, just a few days, it was after Christmas, actually. And that went out, and many, many children listened. And then last year, we decided to do one at Easter, and that was a lot of fun. Somebody made the suggestion that we go somewhere where we could be recorded with an object and use a Bible verse, you know, to talk about it. So I found a verse in the Psalms with the word rock in it. So I took Catherine, and you folks will know where I'm talking about. A lot of people in deputation meetings look at me and they don't know where I'm talking about. But Catherine and I went up to the big stone outside Restrever. Well, I think we got the windiest day of the week. It was unreal. And we were nearly blown into Carlingford Lock. But anyway, we got through it. And that, again, we thank God for that. Went out just, I think it was Good Friday and the Saturday. And the Monday, I think, that went out. But these were greatly used of God. And we had people listening in Australia. We had people listening in the United States. We had people listening in some of the countries in Europe. Quite a listening in England. And, of course, a lot of people listening here in Northern Ireland. And we're so grateful to the many who've tuned in. And not only children hearing the gospel, but mums and dads as well, and grannies and grandas. And we're so thankful for that. Last year, our church in Banbridge decided that they would go with the Holiday Bible Club that was online. And so I went around and did a lot of visiting and got children signed up. And this is going around after we got them signed up and giving them their wee packs and getting them all organized and ready for Monday morning. And we really had a great listening in Banbridge, and we're so thrilled that we've had a few children, not a massive crowd, but we've had a few children come to our Sunday school as a result of it, and we're thankful to the Lord for that. Here's some of them sitting ready, waiting for Holy Bible Club to start. And they're all anxious. They've got their books and their papers, and they've got their pens and their pencils. And they're just raring to go. In fact, this grandmother, actually, she sent me a wee short video when it came to quiz time. These three youngsters were up jumping in the kitchen. Because there was two boys and a girl, and they were up jumping in the kitchen, cheering on whoever was going for the boys and whoever was going for the girls. She said that the noise in the house would have burst your eardrums, but it was great to see that enthusiasm amongst the children. Crafts and worksheets, and a couple of wee girls, these wee lassies, were up in Cranfield, and every morning, as soon as they were up, they had a wee table and got it out and got their chairs. Mommy, is it time yet? And I think there were a lot of mothers and grannies whose heads were near turned. You know, is it time yet? Is it time yet? And so this particular mother said, look, go out and play for a wee while and I'll call you. And if you find any of your wee friends, bring them with you. And that's what they did. They went out and played and brought some of their wee friends back in with them. And they were able to listen in as well. And we're so thankful to the Lord for that. This is one of the experiments. Christine is absolutely brilliant at crafts. I'm not one of these people that can fiddle and footer with crafts, but Christine's really, really good at this job. And this was one of the crafts last year. You had a saucer and put a tea light on it and you put a glass over the top of it. And I don't know what all happened, but here's some children. They're really into it with the goggles and all. But as I say, we rejoice in the enthusiasm. This wee lassie, she had to get her mommy to take a picture of all of her crafts and all of her worksheets and to send them to me to see that she had actually done all her work. And it's just marvellous. It thrills your heart when you get a picture of some youngster doing what they're doing. And some of them not saved. We have a wee girl that's come to our Sunday school, and her daddy, wouldn't be churchgoers, her daddy, every night, he sent me a picture of her worksheet and a picture of her craft. And it's just lovely to see that and to see even the interest that these parents take. And we trust and pray that even parents will be spoken to and come to know Christ as our Saviour. Come on. Too many. Last year I was able to do some outdoor Bible clubs and some of the housing estates, and it was a great opportunity to reach the children with the gospel. This was Derrybeg in Newry, and I've been to Derrybeg several times, and we had a good wee bunch of youngsters, maybe 13, 14, but it was wonderful, and I appreciated Simon Anderson, now the Reverend Simon Anderson, and his wife and children coming down to help us each night, and that was a great encouragement. And wonderful time with these children. They don't know the choruses we sing and all of the rest of it. And I've been before and I'll say to them, what should we sing tonight? Look, you know that one. You know that one with the numbers. 1, 2, 3, Jesus loves me, and so on and so on. But on the last night, we usually ran for about a half an hour, because if you keep them sitting too much longer, they're gone. Their attention span's gone. But one night, it was the last night, we finished about 7:15. We were still there at 8 o'clock. Some of these children started to ask questions, very sensible questions, because, of course, they don't go through the same door as we go through. And amazing the questions they asked. And when it got a bit difficult and I thought, now, what do I say here? I'd say, oh, Simon, you answer this one and I'll take a break. So Simon got more than he bargained for. But he was a tremendous help and I really do appreciate it. So we're thankful to God for that. This was housing estate in Banbridge. And I have been in this housing estate for a number of years, but not recently. And I went to visit and I walked around this corner where there were some houses. And this girl, if you can notice in the yellow T-shirt, I walked around the corner and she looks at me and she said, well, it's about time you come back to see us. And I looked at her and I thought, who are you? And then it sort of hit me who she was. Her mum, Margaret, who has passed away, her mother always come, and she come as well as a wee thing. And she said, I thought you'd forgotten all about us. I said, oh, no, I couldn't do that. I said, I'll be back. We're going to do a week and you'll come. Oh, did we will? She said, there was 3 or 4 ladies sitting with her on the footpath. Won't we, girls? Well, they didn't get a chance to say no. But it was brilliant to be back and see some of these ladies coming and sitting with their children, some of the folks from church who came to help us out as well. And I said to them one night, I said, what is the name of the book that God has given to us? Not one of them could tell me. And so at the end of the week, we got some of those lovely wee Bibles from Every Home Crusade, small Bibles, and we were able to give them to them and to send them home with it, and we trust they will be read in the homes. This is another housing estate in Banbridge, and to my shame, I have never been in this housing estate over the years. I went round to give out some prizes for children who had listened online, and I saw all these wee ones kicking about, and I thought, aye, that could be an opportunity. So I went round visiting, and a lady said to me, an older lady, she said, I remember years ago when I was a whole lot younger, a man coming here with an accordion. I said, Uncle Fred, had to be. And she had remembered Fred going and playing the accordion and singing the choruses. So these children came out each night, and we rejoice in that. They too got copies of God's word. And they said to me on the last night, is this you finished? And I said, yes, it is. You mean you're not coming back? I said, well, yes, next year. Can you not come back before that? I said, no, she'll be far too cold for sitting outside. Oh, they said, we can get a tent and bring our blankets and bring our coats, and you can come and teach us. I thought, aye, your mothers would love me if you all went home with pneumonia. But I thought, such keenness. So in the will of God, we'll be back with these children come the summer. I was involved again this year with Sandown Camp and also our mission board camp. Both were run via Zoom, and that again was a new experience, because the previous year they had been done on Facebook, as far as I remember. But this was great. This Zoom, you could, you know, see the kids and interact with them. But the Sandown folk decided that on the Friday they would bring the children to a community centre in Dundonald. And so these are the children, and it was lovely. I said in a meeting the other night, and people laughed at me, and then I realised what they're laughing about. I said it was great to be able to talk to real live children. It's not that I meant they were dead on Zoom, but it was great to have them there. And we had a wonderful day with them, with our usual meeting and their crafts. And of course, they all did a variety of things and some games. And as I say, it was marvellous. This was the winning team, and they were really, really excited with themselves, because they were the winners through the week. But we rejoice that we were able to do it. These were the leavers, as I call them. Every year in every camp, there are those that leave. And these are the children that and young people that were leaving Sandown. Some of these have been to camp maybe for 8 years. And some of them would be Christians, some wouldn't. And it breaks your heart, whatever, when they leave. But especially for those who are not saved, that you just wonder. And so we do pray that God will work on yet in the hearts and lives of these young folk. They all got copies of Spurgeon's Day, Morning and Evening, as they were the leavers, but we need to pray for them. Hopefully, in the will of God, this year, our mission board camp will be residential. That's what's being planned. So please pray that that will happen. And all being well, our Sandown camp will also be residential. Be just great to get the children back. Somebody said to me, I didn't think you were that keen on sleepless nights. I said, oh, well, that goes with the territory. But please do pray. Just a few wee prayer requests before I finish. Pray that the word that was taught last year will yet bring forth fruit in the lives of children and parents who heard the word of God, and that we'll yet hear of those who've come to trust Christ as Saviour. Pray that soon we will be able to get back to the schools, not only for school assembly, but for Bible clubs as well. That's the main part of my ministry, going into a school for a week of meetings. Some schools I go first thing in the morning, every morning for a half an hour with the children. Other schools I go P1 on a Monday and work my way through to P7 on a Friday. I could go during lunchtime and have a meeting with the children over lunchtime, and others I go after school, P1 to 3, 2 o'clock to 3, and then P4 to 7, 3 o'clock till a quarter to 4. So please pray that these doors will soon open to us. I'm back into a couple of schools, but I long to be back into all of them. So please take those matters and pray for them. Pray for our summer camps this year, that they will be residentials, and they'll get children coming, and especially our mission board camp. If you know of children that could come to our mission board camp, you get them signed up. You talk to Glenda, because the list soon fills up. And every year we've had it, we've had a waiting list of children who've wanted to come who just didn't register in time. So if you have children want to come, or you know of children, you speak to Glenda, and Glenda will soon get their names down and get them organised. Pray for our Sandown camp as well, and also for the holiday Bible clubs. I have been booked for a few holiday Bible clubs, so pray that those will go ahead and that we'll be able to meet with the children. And of course, the outdoor meetings. The outdoor is a tremendous opportunity to reach the children. Now, they don't always stay with you. The ice cream man comes and they disappear, but then they come back again and they're dripping with ice cream all over the place. But sure, what does it matter? But pray that, again, the outdoor meetings will be owned and blessed of the Lord, and that we'll have many opportunities again this summer in the will of God to reach these boys and girls. So thank you once again for your prayers and for your support. It's very much appreciated.